Hello and
Love
welcome.
Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Self Talk.
Here I stand looking around me, while all around me, what do I see? Unhappy faces behind the painted smiles, heartache and loneliness, dressed up in modern style. Unhappy people living in sin and shame, reflections of myself. Life is no easy game, and we're caught in the trade wind. The trade winds of our time.
Mr. Lou Rawls in Trade Wind. And today we have with us Ms. Sandra Wright from Lorraine. This is a Lorraine show for Ms. Bessie Evil Nelson, who's the host. And I believe Mr. Woody Burrow Woodruff is with us. Mr. James Mackey Williams, Ms. Lois Williams. And is there anyone else that I didn't call that's with us today on the live blog radio? We're live. Okay. Tell us a little bit about what you do at the Home for the Valor Home, and tell us about what you're going to be doing for the Memorial Day.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me, first of all. Again, my name is Sandra Wright, and I'm the program manager for Lorraine Valor Home. And Lorraine Valor Home is a transitional home for homeless veterans. We are a 30-bed facility located in Lorraine, Ohio, and we've been in existence since 2014. We are the only transitional housing in Lorraine County, and we service veterans who come from all types of situations that caused their homelessness in the first place. We only take male vets at the current time, and they age range is from 25 to 75. The biggest factor of our veterans that cause the homelessness is PTSD and mental health issues. So we get them connected with treatment so that they can start to work on the issues and then find permanent housing and be a productive citizen again. So that's our main goal.
And how long have you been in existence? When did you founded?
We took our first veteran in 2014.
And how many can you accommodate?
We can accommodate 30 male veterans.
Okay. And do you give them any kind of working? Are they all unable to work?
Hello,
or
Myron. This is Bessie Nelson.
Okay, Ms. Nelson, this is Vivian. I was talking to Ms. Sandra Wright. You can take over now.
Where am I at? I don't know. I called in.
You're on the radio and you're late, and the show has already started, and you need to talk now.
Okay, Ms. Sandra, so thank you so much for coming on with how you've been valuable to the community and to the veterans, and are you finished with your input? I'm not aware.
I did most of it. I just needed to let people know that how they can support Valor Home during this pandemic time that we're in right now. We're not taking a lot of donations because of the crisis that we're in and the stay-at-home order, but we are taking monetary donations as well as toiletries. And I did want to give your audience actually the contact number and our address.
Calling to your attention, to you out there that are listening, we're getting organized and we want to bring awareness to our heritage, African American, Negro, or whatever we have been called so many names, but we are human beings serving God and each other. And we're thanking and bringing awareness to the people in Lorraine County, the international city. And we are also Station 100, the last station for slaves to flee across Black River, across Lake Erie to Buxton, Canada to freedom. So our thrust of is listen to one word, keep that in mind, awareness to each other, how we are as help and serve each other, communicating, not communicating, networking with whoever we want to or however. This show is primarily because Labor Day will be Monday, is a pre-memorial memento to our service people. A lot of times when we think about the service people, we think about men being in service. But I hopefully that we have Miss Beverly Johnson on the line, who will be saying something about herself in the military. Beverly, are you on? If Beverly's not on, I'll continue. Beverly is a minister's wife in Lorraine, but she was in the military about not for a lot of years in her experience. Even if we don't have her on now, we will be having them on later on to bring you up to par to what's going on in Lorraine, Ohio. The best location in the nation. So, Sandra, if you have anything else you want to say, please do so. And after I'm not trying to cut you off. Sorry, dear. But I want the people, I don't know who's tuned in, to be saying some. Mr. Burl Woodruff, Woody, we call him. He's a retired service person.
Mr. Woody Burl is there. Mr.
Who
James
else, ma'am?
Williams and Miss Lois Williams. They're all there with you.
Okay, next after you're finished, Miss Sandra, we'll have Woody come on and say some things about him. Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay. I just wanted to kind of reiterate that we are located in Lorain County. We are the only transitional home for homeless veterans in Lorain County, and we've been in existence since 2014. I also wanted to tell your audience how they can contact us. We are all located in Lorain. Our address is 221 West 21st Street, and they can call the Valor Home directly at 440-387-4293. And they can ask for me personally. My name is Sandra Wright. If they have any questions, what we do for Memorial Day is we usually honor our vets with some type of pinning ceremony, but under the current circumstances, we are unable to do that. So we'll just have a Memorial Day picnic for them at the Valor Home. Again, because of the situation, we can't do too much more than that. But we are asking for various donations. We're asking for food items, but they can't be expired, and monetary donations. And like I said, you can call me at that number directly.
Give your number
for the number again. The number again is 440-387-4293.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, what we're about in awareness is to our past, present, and the future of young people, why people did what they did, and even in the service and so forth. Mr. Woody, we always call
him
Woody. Sir, so good to have you on. So good to hear your voice, dear. And Woody came to Lorain when Ford Plant came in around 1958. But some of the things he's been involved with have been so instrumental in helping we as people. So I'm going to let you say something about yourself, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the program, but we appreciate that. Yes, my name is Burl Woodruff. You see, the last name was Woodruff, so a lot of people call me Woody. I am a veteran. I was in the Air Force for a number of years. I was stationed in San Antonio, Texas, where I took my basic training. I transferred. He sent me to Denver, Colorado for school. From there, I went overseas. And I was overseas for 15 months. And I came back home, retired from the service. And that's when I started working for Ford Motor Company in Buffalo, New York. I am originally from Buffalo, New York, born and bred there. But like I said, when I started working for Ford closed three plants. One plant in Buffalo, New York, another plant in Massachusetts, and another plant in another plant in Tennessee, and they all moved here to Laredo, Ohio. And that was like, that was back in 1957, so that goes to show you I've been around for a while. And I worked there for a number of years, retiring from the company. Yes, ma'am, retired from the company for 36 years under my belt. And I also became a Mason, which I'm very proud of. I belong to Boca Raton under 6 years here in Laredo, Ohio, and I belong to different houses in Mason. And that was about the system I said. I do work with young people. I'm also willing to volunteer and try to be helpful to other folks. So, like I said, that is my story. And I thought I heard Asa Lee mention his name, and I don't think anybody had recognized him before.
Well,
so, Bessie, I'm going
to did he call in? I don't know if he's tuned in.
Asa?
Okay, when you're finished, Burl, Asa, please enlighten us with things about you being a veteran.
Let
me finish, please. My thing is, it's not about me. I'm organizing, and it's new to us to bring awareness to our own people, elevating themselves to what God has given them. So we have been very good working relationships with Woody and Asia through the things that they've been involved with. So, Asia, with that, bro, you want to say a few more words, and Asia, then you pick up?
No, that's fine, thank you. I'm going to take over from here. Thank you again, and thank you for having me on the program. Is there anything that I can do, just keep me informed and let me know. Thank you.
You're going to be informed because Bessie's not doing it. We're doing it together.
I understand.
Asia, with that, let's hear your lovely voice. Go ahead, sir.
My name is Asa Knowles, and I appreciate you having me on the show. Asa C. Knowles, Asa Crawford Knowles. I am 71 years old. I was born and raised in Lorain, Ohio.
And he's a product of how many? 11 more sisters and brothers?
26.
Oh my Lord! Keep going, Asa.
I was in the service from 1968 to 1972. I am a proud Marine, and I was discharged with an honorable. And in the service, you're known by your salad bowl, and that simply means the ribbons that you wear on your chest. And I did a tour in Vietnam. And my ribbons read as such. I have a National Defense Service Medal, a Vietnam Service Medal with a palm, two Purple Hearts, a Vietnam Campaign Medal with a device, Combat Action Ribbon, Navy Accommodation Medal, and the Cross of Gallantry, and the Rifle Sharpshooter Badge.
And don't you do karate or something on the side?
Yes, I am a martial arts instructor. I've been in the martial arts for 39 years.
So you all, Woody and Asa Crawford, Knowles, and others that will be coming on, we also have a set of twins that have been in the service. We'll be coming back, giving you awareness to what's going on in our beautiful community of Lorain, Ohio. And so did we ever get Beverly Johnson in yet? Hello?
I don't believe so.
Okay, so with that said and so forth, with what we've talked about in our time, about how much time, Sister Sharp, do we have left?
It's 5:44. You have about 12 minutes, I'm sorry.
Okay, so with that said, what we're honoring on this Memorial Day weekend and giving students to different ones that have been involved that and let and you all can put it on your Facebook so that people know about this program. Ms. Sharp will tell you later. The thing about bringing awareness to you, we want to elevate you, thank God for you, and thank God for what you have done for yourself and your families to elevate them to more successful points and so forth. Like Woody, do you have some of your children that have had or have jobs with Ford Plant? So Ford Plant was a big industrial site in Lorraine until they moved to Kentucky, and a lot of families had to relocate. So that we have a connection with Kentucky. And with Kentucky, my sister, Miss Lois Owens, is on the line, and her husband, the late Henry Owens, well, worked at Ford. Lois,
yes.
Are you there? Would you
yes,
like to
I
say
am.
A few words?
Just say hi, and that's it.
Is there anybody else, Lois, on the phone?
May I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Woody. Go ahead, Woody.
Yeah,
that's
like
Maggie. Hello.
My granddaughter. She lives in Atlanta, but right now she's working up in New York City. She's a nurse practitioner, and she's right in the middle of things. She has been up there. It's going on 2.5 months now. And I give her all the props in the world. I talked to her yesterday. And hopefully she'll be coming home or back to Atlanta in about maybe the end of this month or the middle of June sometime. And,
well, we'll keep her
always,
in prayer, sir. What is her name again?
Her name is Alexandria Hinton. That's Renee, my youngest daughter's daughter. She is my granddaughter.
Oh, your granddaughter. Okay. Well, thanks for giving us that attention with these people that have been involved so faithfully. Their lives are affected, but their faith in God and faith in each other to do these things, to serve. Thank you. What I want to, I only have about 3 minutes.
Hi, Aunt Bessie, I'm on the phone also.
Oh, go ahead, Carol, say something. Go ahead.
Good evening. I'm Carol Williams from Louisville, Kentucky.
Carol is an ordained minister under Spirit of Peace Baptist Church in Louisville.
Yes, ma'am.
Also, as we wrap this up, everybody in your mind, I want you to say a few words in honor, since this is Memorial Day weekend, a tribute to your family or say their names, a deceased or even a living person. Just put their name out there on the airwaves. And so we can just lift them, their spirits up as we lift each other up.
Carl Nelson.
Carl Nelson is retired and deceased from the Air Force. Griffiths Air Force.
Oliver Person.
Go ahead.
Willie J. Nelson.
Willie J. was in the Army. And we have also our Uncle Curtis Nelson, deceased, who was in the Marines, and also a councilman person, elected official in Lorraine for many a years in the 5th Ward in the Democratic Party. Anybody else
so
you want to mention?
So, this is Ophelia from San Francisco, and I want to mention my brother James Clark, who passed a year ago, who's a veteran in the Army.
Oh. Miss Ophelia from San Francisco and her husband Ron, who was affiliated with his career and being an administrator with the health system. Am I correct?
Yes. Okay.
Anybody else?
All of my brothers. I had four brothers, and all four were retired from, well, three were retired from the Army, and one then several nephews. So this Memorial Day tribute is really fitting for me and my family. So I'm glad, especially since my brother passed about 13 months ago, and as a veteran, who actually suffered from traumatic stress syndrome. Okay.
Memorial Day stands also not, it's just precious memories, whether it was in the past, present, or future. And being of God, His grace and mercy being a fence around our race, bringing us to this level where we are now. So as we think about the day and the weekend and reflect with our families, reach out to them by phone or whatever and just say a hello, if, even if you haven't talked to them in months, and let them know that this program that we all are working together with is to organize and bring awareness to each other and how we are as ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God and our country and ourselves. And thank you so much, Sister Sharp and Mr. Myron Grace, our engineer, for facilitating this. And these that were on the program today will be beginning back for June the 18th, a pre-Father's Day, on a Thursday, tuning in at 5:15 and starting at 5:30 for 25 minutes. God be a blessing to you.
Do you want to give them your contact information, or you 5:50 right now? You got five more minutes. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
We want to give credit to also those that have been affected by this virus. We lost a high-profile person, Clarence Ballard, who had a radio station. Has a radio station carried on by the Ballard Brothers, 98.1. Also, Reverend Peter Tower, another African-American, has another black radio station. Their gospel program, Clarence brought to Lorraine, and he worked at Ford Plant and was in supervision at Ford in Lorraine. And he passed away, and we funeralized him about 2 weeks ago. So we give credit to those families that have reached out with the religious gospel, the Nashville Sound, and continue to uplift them with prayer and supplementation to one of the sons, Reverend Gregory Ballard in Texas, Darnell in California, and he's here with his mother, Barbara Ballard, who had raised those gentlemen and kept Clarence in line for being a good person, for working and facilitating things for us on the radio. And we needed that. We needed that uplifting of what people wouldn't have allowed us, to, Marian Anderson and people, to do publicly, but loved our voices. So let's look at the past and grow on that for the present and for the future of our families. So God continue to bless you and thank all of you. Anybody wants to say something? Wrap it up.
Wrapping it up. I have to wrap it up for you. I want them to know that they can reach you at my number at 216-272-5865, and I'll get in touch with Miss Betsy Eva Nelson of Lorraine,
A.K.A. Ben. And
the
my
MF
series is called the MF series, Faith, Family, Friends, and the other MF. And whichever category you're in or what wants you to be, one day after another, because we change from day-to-day personalities and situations. So God bless all of you. Love and prayers to you.
Okay, Myron, take it away.
Goodbye.
Luke Raw! Yes, you'll never find another love like all of us have given each other. Whatever we serve to did, thanks all of you for being on today. And uplifting God's kingdom in each other and what we're about as American citizens. Thank you, Lord. Because you know what? I guess you already know that we'll never find another love like ours.
Never find, as long as you live,
as long as you live,
someone who loves you,
someone we love
tender.